So there were reports earlier today the government shutdown maybe was close to a deal. Now the Republicans have shot down the latest Democratic proposal, and so it appears that we are not close to a deal. One thing that's likely to be increasingly impacted is air travel. Air travel is not going to be a good situation, it doesn't sound like, as we move forward. So I'm flying out tomorrow to New York to meet grandson Theodore for the first time. And I was so nervous because our flight's at 8 a.m. tomorrow. And so I woke up this morning and airlines said they would let people know within 24 hours if their flights were canceled. So this morning as I got up, I was like, oh my gosh, didn't want to look at my phone and see that it was canceled. And so I got up and I looked at my phone and the first thing I saw was a message from American Airlines. And so I was like, oh no, is my flight canceled? And it wasn't. It was just a message to check in. So my flight's good to go, at least of now. That could change tomorrow. Just a moment ago, I was looking at the boards at Milwaukee Mitchell International for arrivals and departures to try to get an idea how our airport is being impacted. There were two arrivals that were delayed, and there was one cancellation. On departures, there was one delay, one cancellation. That's pretty much an average day, because with weather around the nation, there's always delays and cancellations. So it appears, at least for the time being, that our airport is also not receiving a major impact. That, of course, could all change.
How relieving is it for you that we now have all this digital stuff, text updates,
incredible.
You have the app, right? Isn't
incredible.
It a game changer?
It's such a game changer. Like, you know, on this phone right here, I mean, I just got an alert from the airline saying that actually that your flight still looks like it's leaving on time. It's amazing. It's right here.
Oh,
like this
gosh.
Powerful computer in our hand.
John, in the early 90s, oh man, when that shutdown happened between Clinton and who was the House Speaker at the time? Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
We were going to Orlando. We were stuck in O'Hare and we didn't
stressful.
Have the app.
Right. So stressful. Easy also to rebook, to do all that stuff. So what's the future likely to look like short term when we talk about the situation in our airports with our airspace? Captain Scott is a local pilot for a major airline that they talked to on Wisconsin's Morning News. Vincent Eric caught up with Captain Scott today as the delays began to be rolled out.
From your seat there, Captain, is it better what we're doing right now, the FAA reducing these flights, preemptively telling the airlines to not schedule as many flights or take them out of the skies, as opposed to, I don't know, can't we just come and see what happens?
There's no question about it. The last thing we want from a safety perspective is limited amounts of controllers or controllers that are overwhelmed, or we operate at what's called under a threat air management system. There's no question about it. You know, threats increase when people have personal issues going on in their lives or they have distractions that are occurring in their lives. So from that standpoint, I think it's great, you know, that we've scaled back a little bit. Obviously, that doesn't appease what our mission is, which is to deliver travel to as many people as we can. But, you know, under all circumstances, safety has to be the number one.
How quickly, like, say the government reopens Monday, Congress figures it out, they get a deal, okay, everybody back to work, everything's fine. Like, how much of a lag will there be before, you know, you and others can return to sort of any level of normalcy in the skies?
I know this. By Thanksgiving, absolutely everything will be absorbed. Everything will be back to normal.
That's Captain Scott on Wisconsin's Morning News. So I just refreshed the arrival board at Milwaukee, and one American Airlines flight has been canceled. That is the flight from Washington, D.C. That was scheduled to get in at 11:45 tonight. So that has been canceled. And if I look again really quickly at the departures board going into our airport, what does that look like the rest of the day? Well, almost everything you scroll through is on time. There's one delay, but everything is on time at our airport. The Trump administration late this afternoon is warning that cancellations could get worse. It's going to be about 5% through this weekend. By midweek next week, they're saying 10% of flights will be grounded. Sean Duffy, a few moments ago, saying that flight cancellations could jump to 20% if this isn't figured out next week.
20%. Do you think that the president is telling Sean Duffy, be on TV at all times?
I don't know, Julia, because I was looking for sound from him earlier today, and he hadn't been on TV the last couple of days very much. Yeah.
Oh, I just saw him on CNN. Well, maybe.
Well, today. When I was looking this morning, yesterday, I don't think he was on, but he's out now. He's out front now.
I don't know where he was. I don't know if he was at Reagan or Dulles, but
right.
Now Duffy is doing news conferences at one of the Washington airports.
Yeah, so we will keep on top of it. The best way to stay on top of it, WTMJ.com or the WTMJ mobile app.